We're going to crank this thing up a little bit early. Let's do this. It's a Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a Hurricane Harvey relief special broadcast live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on. Thank God. So good to be back. And we're cranking it up a little early today because I don't know about you, but I'm tired of hearing all that national crap.
I haven't been listening to the radio.
We got our signal back.
Yeah.
We're good, as usual. You know, whenever you have a storm like this and where our tower is, there's going to be problems. I mean, that just
I can't believe we're back on the air.
Credit to AD, who is Mr. Wizard around here, for getting us on the air. Guys, if you want to get in today, 713-780-3776. I think we'd love to hear from you. And it's been a very, very weird few days, and it's just good to be back on air. You can text the show, too, 713-780-3776. You can hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, and at producer T. Scott today. As Jong, I assume, is still trying to make it back from Dallas.
I think he's trying to rent a car to come down here, yeah.
Well, just hitchhike, bro.
Could have caught a ride with the Texans.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go over there and say, hey, let me on the bus. They like him now.
You know.
He's made friends with them.
Yeah.
You could have done that. It's happening, Hoffman.
Sports, man. Stuff. Life. It's been crazy. I was lucky. I didn't. I think all the three of us were all lucky.
Yeah.
You know, water never got to my house. Got to houses all around me, but did not get to mine. I think Tyler's in the same boat. I know you held up well down there in downtown. So it's a blessed crew today. But I know there's a lot of people out there hurting, man. And you know, hopefully we can be a little bit of a respite from what you've been going through.
Yeah, it's and so many of the stories that you've seen, and it almost got overwhelming watching day after day. Just so many heartbreaking stories of people who'd lost everything, and. When we went by Sunday night to the George R, and this was my wife, the first thing she said is, we got to go volunteer, because we were able to get down there and with no problem. And yeah, it just seeing all the it reminded me of Katrina. And I was telling this story to Michael when I was driving back. I was going to the UH Oregon game that night, and they had all these buses lined up going to the Astrodome, and you just saw how devastated people were. And I was so depressed at that point that I just went home and got drunk. I couldn't even go to the game.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt watching all this stuff, man. I mean, it's just so many people who have, and you know, there's a lot of good that's come out of this, but it's just so hard to see people who've lost everything. And this is not something that's going to go away anytime soon. I mean, this is, you know, and not just here. I mean, our friends over in Beaumont and Port Arthur.
They're still getting it.
Yeah. And they're getting all the crap that we got Saturday. So... Do you have any problems getting in here?
No, other than normal Galleria traffic, it was actually okay. So, I wouldn't have been able to get in yesterday.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either.
The water went down so much in the last 24 hours. You know, I know there's still a lot of water in a lot of places.
Yeah.
You know, I know up by me on Cypress Wood, it's like Ravenel Golf Course area, it's still underwater. So I know there's still a lot of places that are hurting, but the water at my house, or like in the gully by our house, receded over 15 feet, 20 feet in the last 24 hours. So it's been pretty miraculous the way it's going down. I don't know where it's all going.
Yeah, I don't either. That's the thing. But that's a good thing. I mean, obviously there's some places that are still bad, especially around the reservoirs where they're having to release water. But, you know, it was so weird today because it was almost like nothing had happened when I was driving down here. I mean, I didn't even see – you could see where the water had been when you got around the station, but there was nothing. And it's so strange how for basically 5 days we've had nothing but devastation, and then on the way down here you're like, oh, wow.
It just seems like a regular day, and that's the thing. Like, yeah. if you drive on the right roads today, you'll think that it's just another day, and I assure you it's not.
No. And you guys got out yesterday and rescued some people. You and Cody, right?
Yeah, Cody Owens. I don't know if he's listening today, But if he is, man, big shout out to him. That was my battle buddy yesterday. We were out in kayaks, so 10 hours in the water. But it's – you get around and you start to see it's – there's devastation, man. There were some places where I fell out of my kayak. I did. Truth be told, I'd never rode a kayak in my life until yesterday.
They're not easy when you haven't never done them before.
It ain't easy.
No.
And as Cody was telling me, it's particularly not easy if you're heavy.
A large man.
And I'm not a small dude. So I got my – I probably fell out of that thing five times in the first 10 minutes we were going. And it was definitely learn on the job. And I fell out in the parking lot of Perry's at Cutton and Cypresswood. And I figured, all right, I'll just bounce up off the ground and try to jump back in. I couldn't touch the parking lot. It was that deep.
Oh man,
that I could not touch the ground.
And those things are hard to get in if you can't put your feet on the ground.
And meanwhile, Cypresswood at that point is a river, so it's hauling me. And finally, I got over to like the gate of the apartments, and I was able to stand on top of the fence around the apartments and jump in the kayak from there. But it was a wild scene yesterday, man. And the day before, too, was wild. But yesterday was a day when I finally decided that, you know, and maybe it's the selfishness in me or, you know, just trying to take care of my family. I finally feel like if it hasn't flooded at my house yet, it's not going to flood.
Right.
So I said, now that I know that, I'm going to get out and do what I can do. So that's what I did yesterday.
Yeah, and man, I was just – it's one of those things. I wish I had a boat and a truck. I mean, I would have – that was the thing that was killing me. And, I mean, I couldn't even get to any areas where I could have done anything like that. And so I really appreciate you guys, man. And you know, we're doing our best to – you know, we went – and I'll tell people, if you're going to drop off donations, BBVA is the place to go as opposed to George R. right now.
Okay.
The lines are not that bad. They don't need more clothes. They do need stuff like – pillows and blankets
and diapers
and any
baby food,
things like that. And as a matter of fact, there's one of the stores down here by us that's open that has a lot of that I'm going to pick up on the way home and drop off some more. But if you can do any of that, then I highly recommend that you drop it off at BBVA. And there's not much there wasn't much traffic down there. And the good news is that area is fine. It's real easy to get down there.
The church, my church up in on the northwest side, it's Houston Northwest, and I spent the morning there offloading a big truck from World Vision, and they said they're going to send a truck every day until we tell them to stop. But it had towels, diapers, toys,
nice.
Blankets, pillows. If you're on the northwest side and you're in need of any of that stuff, there's literally hundreds of people there today who are passing it out to you guys. So that's a spot if you just don't have the basic things, toiletries, it's there. So that's another spot you can go pick some stuff up today.
Yeah, and if you wind up at the George R, they've also opened up Toyota Center now. So there's plenty of space for people downtown, and you know, go that they've got all kinds of stuff. I mean, it was heartening last night. I was going to take a bunch of stuff, and I got down to George R. Brown, and the line to drop stuff off went all the way around Toyota Center, back around the George R. Brown. I mean, it was almost a mile long. And I was like, you know what? I think I'll wait and do it tomorrow. But, I mean, to see that people drop taking, I mean, truckloads full of stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was just encouraging to see. So there is help out there if you can get it, if you need it. And, you know, that's the thing. I knew I work with a lot of good people. But I've been kind of blown away by some of the stuff that and Victor just tweeted me that BBVA has reached capacity on donations.
Wow.
And I think so. Toyota Center is more of like kind of a release valve for George R. Brown. They're not accepting like actual entry at Toyota Center. They're just kind of shifting people over there.
Yeah, so go to George R. then.
Yeah.
All right, well.
If you go to George R., they're going to tell you where to go.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I do know.
Yeah, and now is it, depending on where you are,
there's a lot of pop up donation sites now all around the city.
Yeah.
They've got it figured out.
Yeah, and there are people. If you need help, there are people who want to help you. So
no doubt.
And we know this is not something that's gonna go away. I mean, this is going to be ongoing, and I think there's going to be a lot of people who want to help you for months to come. And I don't want to forget about our friends over in Beaumont and Port Arthur that just got inundated last night. There were so many people. It's very similar to what was happening here, where they're getting on Facebook saying, "Hey, we're at this address. So please help us." You know, and
about when I came in last night from rescuing, that's when all the people started in the Golden Triangle asking for rescue. And there was a lot going on in Kingwood yesterday, but there was no way to get from where I live to Kingwood. No, there's no passable roads as of yesterday anyway. But, man, there's people – you know what? And we'll get to it on the other side of this, but there's people who are wanting to help, and there's people willing to help, which is awesome. Another place where I grew up down in Brazoria County, it's continuing to get nastier there. And the rain has stopped, but the rivers, the Brazos and the San Bernard, are getting so high that they're about to come together. Rivers that are miles apart are about to come together. And, I mean, it's just devastating stuff. And once they crest, they're going to stay that way for 5 days. I mean, it's while the sun is out here in Houston, it's far from over, man.
It really is. And that's the thing. We're going to get a lot of flooding from higher up. What'd you do there? All right. We'll go to break.
My bad. It's still on national clock.
Oh, that's right. We'll go to break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's one isn't up, it's hard to change. Another clever word sets off an unsuspecting herd. And as you step back in the line, a mob trips to their feet.
He's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. You're the Renegades, it is atomic. This is a Hurricane Harvey relief special broadcast, live from McGow Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. So we screwed Tyler up by starting early, is what he's telling us.
Fair enough.
That's all right.
No. It's all good.
I was going to say, if you guys have a shelter where you need something, or you just want to let people know that it's out there, wherever part of town you're in, or even not just in Houston, just text the show. We'll get the word out. 713-780-3776. We'll be happy to tell people if you need certain items at a certain shelter, or just to let people know where they can go at certain in different parts of town. Because that's the hardest thing about Houston, is it's not just one community. It's a whole hell of a lot of communities in a lot of different areas. And, I don't want to just categorize it as Houston. I mean, this is just in the city itself, we're hundreds of different communities. So if you've got a place, just text the show. We'll let people know about it. And also want to let people know that Sean Salisbury has a 2007 pickup truck that he wants to give away.
I think that may be spoken for already.
Well, what he's going to do, he's had a bunch of responses already. So what we're going to do here is, in a couple of days, sit down and whoever has the biggest need is going to get it. But there's been a bunch of responses. But and that's the thing. Whoever needs it the most is who's going to get it. And again, it goes back to what I was saying before. There's just so many really good people that work at this company that I'm proud to be friends with and work with. And Sean's a different kind of cat, man. And he just wants to help. So. Yep. But if that's something that you think you need, then tweet at Sean and, we'll go from there. But, that's something he's going to do. So 713-780-3776 is your number. If you want to get in, it always feels a little weird starting early. Cause I wonder if people were expecting us to be on at 3:30.
No, I tweeted out that we were going.
Oh, well, then that should do it. So Sed is, stranded at home, but he still got power and dry.
Dude, that's what's crazy. I went to several apartments yesterday where the entire first floor of the apartment was underwater. And on the second floor, third floor, people had power. They had air conditioning. How do you have air conditioning when the whole first floor is underwater?
Very strange.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that technology works. I'm not an HVAC guy, but I thought that big compressor outside had to be above water for it to work.
Well, some of those places, they're on the roof.
Maybe so.
And, yeah, I think that's the case with a lot of businesses.
But I would think when the first floor is underwater, that would mess with the electricity so much that...
Yeah, I don't know. But it's funny because... And I mean, I've lived through a lot of these storms. I mean, Alicia in 83, I was on the coast, and when we walked outside when that thing was over, it looked like somebody had dropped a nuclear bomb on Lamarck, Texas City, Galveston. And then Allison, of course, which I was dumb enough to be caught driving in. And then Ike, where I didn't have power for a week. And so, you know, this one has affected me less, but to see, I've never seen anything like the widespread destruction this thing has caused around the whole region. And it was horrible to watch and watching it unfold. And then Saturday night, this is another thing. I had a lot of friends who went out to watch the fight somewhere and got stranded. Actually, I think my favorite guy, I don't know if you saw this. I was watching Channel 13 a lot. There's a little French-Canadian priest who was in a kayak Sunday morning wearing a Montreal Canadiens hat. And he'd gone out to the fight, gotten stranded, but had his kayak with him. And he was going around trying to buy wine so he could do a mass. And he didn't realize that you couldn't buy wine before noon on Sunday. And, it was just, you may notice I'm French-Canadian. I don't know if you could find the footage for that, but it was pretty funny. So he's kind of my hero of the whole thing so far. But Nick says, this may sound dumb, but have y'all been on air all week? No, this is the first day we've been able to get back since Friday. And, man, I feel so grateful that we got out of there Friday night because the flight that I had booked for Saturday morning never took off. And my friend English Paul, who was there, is still in Vegas.
He says
he might get back Friday.
Dude, that was that flight in. About the last 10, 15 minutes of that flight was scary.
Yeah, it was. Fortunately, by then, I'd had about...
You were wasted.
I was wasted. I'd had about... I knew it was going to be bad, right? So yeah. I had half a weed cookie, 6 shots before we got on the plane, and then 6 more drinks on it. And so by then, I was just, let's go, man. Just get me down on the ground. I don't care. But
y'all landed pretty late, right?
Yeah, it was right before midnight, I think. And it was about when the storm hit in Corpus.
That was almost right before it got bad.
Yeah, and I don't think there were too many more flights that got in after that. And I knew it was going to be bad, but, you know, I'm glad we got home. And a lot of people were saying, oh, you guys should just stay in Vegas, man. It'll be fun. It's like, I can't imagine sitting in Vegas right now watching all this from afar.
I can't either. And, you know, my wife is from Oregon. She's never been in a hurricane. She's never seen a hurricane. She didn't know what, I mean.
Yeah.
She was scared. My kids were scared. I mean, it would have been nice to stay there for sure. You know, and I feel bad because it cost them a lot of money to get us out there. But
yeah,
at the end of the day, there's some things more important.
But, you know, they got us out there to promote the fight, which we did. And so, but yeah, and I have to say, my wife had never been through this either, and she's from freaking Canada. She had no idea what was going on, but she was fine. It just once it started happening, but the Saturday night stuff scared her a little bit because that got a little hairy when those storms came through Saturday night. But you know, she's and I got to give her credit, man. She's really embraced this community for somebody who's not from here, and in her world, she's a bigger noise than I am in mine. And you know, she's donating her time and money and everything else and has really made Houston home. I'm really proud of her for that.
Yeah.
Rusty Russell says, I'm beat down. I'm grateful and don't need any help from these Houston heroes, but I am low on weed. I'll take donation. Well, Rusty.
Good luck. Your weed guy's probably out of service for a while.
Yeah. Mine got used up a little bit.
Your supply may not last too long.
Hmm. But yeah, I was telling you off air, I think I've lost like 5 pounds since we got back. I just haven't been able to eat, man. Just watching all this stuff, it's so overwhelming.
I ate 6 tacos for dinner last night, so I found the pounds that you've lost.
Well, again, if you have a shelter somewhere or you know of a shelter somewhere that needs something, just let us know. We'll pass it on to people. And, the actual blitz has already begun, but we'll re-crank it up here in a few minutes.
I'm later on in the show, I want to take some calls from people who were affected. I want to see how everybody's doing, how our people are doing.
Yeah, in fact, we'd love to hear from you. And you have to be a little patient with us because we don't have any interns, so Tyler's going to have to deal with it. But
That's Joe DeLotre couldn't get in today, huh?
Have we
He's
heard?
Probably too busy bitching about NASCAR or something.
Have we heard from Juggalo Trey? Is he all right?
No, I heard from him yesterday. Yeah, he good. Said he's fine. Yeah. He was actually asking me how he could come out and help me yesterday. Hmm. So,
yeah, most of our people are okay, which is good. But we know there's a lot of people who aren't. So, yeah, we'd love to hear from you. I've also got some shame bells for some people, too.
All right.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.